Wedding. 1. Have you ever seen a Western-style wedding? 2. Only on TV? 3. No, silly. I mean, did you ever go to one? 4. No, I have never attended a Western-style wedding. 5. I suppose you have been to a few. 6. Yes, because I lived in the U.S. and also in Germany. 7. So what are some of the similarities and differences? 8. Between American and German weddings? 9. No, between Western-style and Chinese-style weddings. 10. That's easy. I would say that the most striking difference is that people dance at Western weddings. 11.
I remember how surprised my foreigner friend in China was that there was no dancing.
12. He had gone to one of his students' weddings and expected to see people on the dance floor. 13. Of course, there was no dance floor and no dancing. 14. Another thing is that Western-style weddings separate the wedding ceremony from the wedding reception. 15. A Western wedding ceremony is typically held at a church. 16. Then people travel to another location for the wedding reception, which usually follows shortly after the ceremony. 17. Where do they have the reception? 18. They're usually held at a hotel banquet room. 19. People eat and drink, and there's always lots of food, just like at weddings everywhere else. 20. Most American weddings are held in churches, so there's lots of room for people during the ceremony. 21. So they might invite more people to the ceremony. 22. Before hard economic times, when most people had more money, American weddings would typically have between 100 and 200 people attending both the ceremony and the reception. 23. Because the reception is more expensive, the more guests you invite, now only family and close friends are usually invited to American wedding receptions. 24. In Germany, it's the exact opposite. 25. Only family and close friends are invited to the ceremony, while the reception hosts a lot more people. 26. In the U.S., the tradition is for the bride's family to pay for the wedding. 27. That's not always the case today. Many couples prefer to split the cost. 28.
The tradition is exactly the opposite in China, where the groom's family pays for the cost of the wedding.
29.
Not only that, in China it is customary for the groom to pay the bride's parents for the privilege of marrying their daughter.
30. Are American weddings very traditional? 31. Yes and no. There are lots of wedding traditions associated with a typical white wedding, and many couples do follow them. 32. But wedding couples also want their weddings to express who they are. 33. You mean they want to make a statement with their wedding? 34. Yes, Americans usually want their weddings to express their individuality. 35. I know a couple who are both passionate about deep sea fishing. 36. They were married on their fishing boat. 37. Most modern couples don't want their weddings to be exactly like everyone else's. 38. We are invited to my classmate's wedding, so you can see for yourself. 39. I'm invited too? I've never met your classmate. 40. By the way, is your classmate the bride or the groom? 41. The groom. We were roommates in college. 42. It's customary for a wedding invitation to be for two people, the person invited and a guest. 43. So you'll be my guest at Steve and Karen's wedding. 44. Great. What are you going to give them for a wedding present? 45. That's easy. I'll just put some cash in an envelope. 46. So what are some of the traditions? 47. The bride usually wears a white dress, especially if she hasn't been married before. 48. Sometimes brides choose a different color, like off-white or silver, or some other light color. 49. You'll never see a black wedding dress, though, because in the West, black is for funerals. 50. One of the oldest traditions is throwing uncooked rice at the newlyweds as they leave the ceremony. 51. What's that about? 52. It's supposed to be a fertility symbol. Some people use birdseed rather than rice. 53. Since it makes a mess either way, modern couples usually leave in clouds of bubbles instead. 54. Then the wedding party forms a receiving line so the guests can greet the wedding party. 55. Or this might be done later at the reception. 56. At the reception is where the fun begins. 57. Wow, this looks great. The hall is beautifully decorated with flowers, and the mood is so happy and festive. 58. How do we know where to sit? 59. Just look at the signs on the tables. 60. It looks like there's going to be live music. 61. Here's our table. Some of my other classmates will be sitting here too. 62. Here comes the wedding party. 63. They're going right up to the head table. 64. The staff is pouring a little champagne into each person's glass. 65. That's for the wedding toast, so don't drink it yet. 66. They're cutting the cake and feeding it to each other. 67. This is more traditional than I'd expected. 68. Are they going to smear each other's faces with it? I hope not. 69. The band is starting to play. Karen will dance the first dance with her father. 70. Then Steve and his mother. Next, Steve and Karen will share their first dance together as a married couple. 71. It's all very traditional. 72. I wonder if they are going to do the bouquet and garter toss. 73. What's that? 74. The bride tosses her bouquet over her shoulder to all of the unmarried women. 75. The woman who catches it will be the next to marry. 76. Then the groom tosses the bride's garter to the unmarried men. 77. This has gone out of style, and I'll really be surprised if they do it. 78. What about the bridal veil? 79. It is not required, but most brides still wear them. 80. Another tradition is that the groom can't see the bride on their wedding day before the ceremony. 81. Some just go ahead and see each other before the wedding. 82. Some of these traditions are dying out, but lots of people still follow this one.